talked to a gentleman who went to 3 All-Star games now, former Blue Jays pitcher and Blue Jays special assistant, Pat Henkin. Pat, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show again. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
We're good. Going to put you on the spot. Do you remember any of the, I think there's a really memorable out you got in an All-Star game, but you tell me if you remember a lot of your All-Star appearances and who you faced and how you did.
Well, the one I remember the most is the one I didn't pitch in. It was the one in Baltimore. Cito called Christina and I in the office and said, hey, listen, you know, you two guys are young and you're going to be back to another All-Star game, so you guys aren't going to pitch today unless we go extras. I'll hold you guys back. Obviously, we all know what happened after that. But let's see, the big out. Oh, geez, I don't know. I remember facing Tony Gwynn.
You got Tony Gwynn out. That's the one I was thinking of, the late Tony Gwynn, yeah.
He actually, I remember the ball was hit right back up the middle, and I remember thinking, oh, base hit. As soon as I turned, Cal Ripken was standing right there. It was the coolest thing.
Well, okay, so clarify for us the 93 thing, because I'm sitting there as a college student watching that going, what's going on here? And this is pre-internet, but it would have blown up had it happened now. Did Mussina get up to warm up because he just wanted to throw? Was he hoping that Cito would change his mind? It became this big thing. Were you like, what are you doing? Why are you going to warm up? What happened?
Oh, it was brutal. I tell you what happened was he called us in. He said, you know, you guys aren't going to play. It's going to only if we go extra innings. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I remember leaving his office thinking, I'm going to come to another All-Star game. Have you lost your mind? I was thinking, man, I'm young. I couldn't believe I made one. And he told us we weren't going to play.
Yeah.
And Mussina started to warm up like in the 7th inning or 8th inning. And in Baltimore, you can only imagine how the crowd went nuts thinking he was going to come in the game. And I guess he just wanted to throw a side. It was very, I don't know if he meant to do it, Mussina. I know he's a smart guy. I'm not sure if he meant to do it. I don't know if he realized how the crowd was going to blow up and the hatred for Cito there.
It did.
Seasons, you know? I don't know if those were his intentions at all. I don't think he thought Cito was going to change his mind. I think in his mind, he actually was just trying to get some work in before, in between starts. But, you know, I was a starting pitcher. It was not a big deal if you skipped the bullpen. You didn't have to, you know, get work in the 8th inning at Camden Yards in the All-Star game.
But you want to be in there. Like, you're probably going, please go extra innings. You want to... You go, you know, you do all the work, you earned it. You were in the prime of your career. You want to get an inning in. Sure you do, right?
Yeah, of course. But when the manager calls you in before the game and says you guys aren't going to play, I didn't really think about pitching. I mean, we still had Dwayne Ward down in the bullpen ready to close the game.
You make peace with it, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great experience. I mean, it's great. I had a great time.
Pat Henkin, our guest on Brady and Walker. I think baseball is maybe like this more than any other sport because of, you know, if you're a pitcher or you're a hitter, then it's the National League, American League. There are superstars in other markets that you might never face or play against or even meet. I imagine the element of being starstruck early on in one of your first couple of All-Star games must be through the roof.
Well, the 93 All-Star game, my first one, I was lucky. We had 7 guys from the Blue Jays, so plus a couple of coaches and my manager. So talk about feeling comfortable and easing into the All-Star gala for you. It was a great experience, and just the fact that all of us got to go was really neat back then. And I, you know, that was a 25-man roster back then. So I don't know what it is now. Isn't it? It's a lot higher now, right?
There's 13 pitchers, so there were 10 or 11 when you went. Yeah.
I bet you there wasn't even 11. I bet you it was 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a great experience. I remember shagging with Randy Johnson at one of the All-Star games. That was cool. You know, he was obviously pretty much set the bar in my era in the American League. And then Pedro, I remember seeing, you know, Pedro there. It's a good experience.
Pat Henkin, our guest. What are your observations from, I wouldn't say afar, but it's a cluster. The Blue Jays, you know, really spiraled into the break. We all know they're going to have to play better than they played. You can't expect them to rip off, you know, a 22-7 month like May was, but they'll have to be better. And right now they may need some help as well. There's 5 or 6 teams. It looks like on the hunt for what they want. And that's either winning the division or that's either grabbing maybe that last wild card spot.
Listen, if I was on that team right now, if I was a player, I'd be thinking to myself, okay, listen, we leave in March, we leave Florida. You told me we're going to be 3 games out of first place, winning our division, or 4 out, whatever it is. I mean, we're right there. We are right there. We just got to bridge the gap, get the
Edwin and get the Lindy and get the Larry and get these guys back on the field and play some good hard baseball the next 2 weeks or next week. This first week out of this break is big. And these guys need to come out rested, refreshed, and ready to compete. And I think if they can do that and get off to a good start at home after the break, that's going to be a big difference for us. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of games left. And you know, I know we've had a bad stretch this last month, but things will turn around. They will. They will turn around.
The offense is one of those things, and yeah, they're going to have to hit. And if they get healthy, I mean, I guess there's no reason why they won't play better. But what about that rotation? Guys that you've seen up close and personal, it's been a pleasant surprise. How sustainable is this starting five in the last couple of months of the season?
I think that's very sustainable. I mean, obviously, Burley, Dickey, and Hutch have been pretty solid. Hutch done a nice job as well. Stroman came out of nowhere from the minor leagues, and he's done great. I think that it's very sustainable. The five of those guys, you have some depth too, Beth, with Redmond and Jenkins and Sanchez and Norris. So it's, I think it's a good time to be a Blue Jay right now. It's a good time to be a Blue Jay fan. And I can see these guys finishing strong. I really can.